Okay, it's Rock 94 and a half. Bookends, Best Rock, Tesla tonight opening the show. Cinder Road. I think we've got them on the line right now, don't we?
What's up?
Hey, who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike from Cinder Road. How's it going this afternoon?
It's going good. We're happy to be here.
Finally.
Yeah. No kidding. It's been about a... Well, I mean, we came and visited you guys a few months back, but it has been... I don't think we've ever played here.
A long and snowy road was what you meant to say.
Yeah, no kidding. All the mountain passes.
We finally made it through. Yeah, you guys were so close and then had to reschedule. But it's really cool that Tesla put you guys back on the bill for the rescheduled dates. So that speaks highly.
We would have been upset. We would have had to come here on our own.
Now, you weren't here, but Frank Hannon said that you guys remind them of them at your age.
Well, that's a huge compliment. And all of those guys have been really great to us. And we've made some really good friendships with those guys. And cool. Look forward to hopefully touring again in the future. I mean, you know, there's certain bands out there that just get it.
Yeah.
And they treat the opening bands with respect because cool. They know what it's like to be an opening band. And, you know, they open for some of the best, and they open for Def Leppard on the Hysteria tour,
sure.
And Def Leppard treated them great, and I think that's kind of how, it's kind of what sets the precedence, you know, for bands that hopefully, like us, at some point, we'll get to the point where we're the big headliner.
Yeah, turn around, like return the favor. Now, has there been any rites of passage or initiations or anything like that?
I mean, they've given us some great stories about being out with Def Leppard and you know, over the years. I don't know how many of I can tell, but, you know.
But nothing like they haven't put the baby powder on the drum head yet or flipped the strings around in your guitar or anything like that.
You see, the last night of the tour isn't for a couple more nights, so I'm anticipating something like that on the last. You save the pranks for the end of the tour.
Gotcha.
So we're busily trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Gotcha. Well, you can take it out on your Cinder Roadie tonight instead, okay?
Exactly, and we will.
Have they gotten there? Are they doing load-in with you, or what's going on there?
They haven't gotten here yet, but we're going to be hanging with our guy here and showing him some guitar stuff and
cool.
And you know, maybe we'll I don't know how old the guy is, but we're gonna have to give him access to the Cinder Road bar.
Uh-oh, there's trouble.
Yeah, and we got a day off tomorrow, so it's on.
So you might just leave him off the side of the road somewhere in Idaho with a $50 bill in his pocket.
Maybe he'll just hang with us and just stay. Maybe he'll have a new job.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. Make sure he knows the difference between duct tape and gaffin tape, though, okay?
I will.
Cinder Road playing tonight with Big Easy opening up for Tesla. Here's a little sample of what you can expect to hear from Rock 94 and a half. Spokane's Best Rock. Get in, get out.
I hear you been coming around. I feel you just by the sound. I want you just like a pill. I feed you, need you just for the thrill. Come on, do me like the way you used to do. Yeah.
Superhuman, the CD. Rock 94.5, like it a lot. With Cinder Road, Mike on the line.
Yeah, man, we're in our 14th month of touring.
You're going to have to get your land legs back after this tour.
I don't think we'll know what to do, you know?
Yeah, no bus legs for a couple nights. You won't know what to do, exactly. And Get In, Get Out, that song, particularly one of my favorites. I got to ask you a question about the writing of that song. Is there some Doyle Bramhall influence in your band?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm just curious. Did you guys all kind of grow up listening to the Double Trouble a little bit?
No, I mean, not in particular. I mean, to be honest, the main influence on Get In, Get Out, as cheesy yet rock and roll as it sounds,
yeah,
I wanted to write a song that would be played at every strip club across the country.
Wow, now that's an ambition right there.
No, I every once in a while we find ourselves wandering into an adult club just for, you know, research purposes.
I understand completely.
And, you know, you always hear Pour Some Sugar on Me. You always hear, you know, Puddle of Mud.
Right.
You know, you always hear Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls. And I was like, well, I want to be one of those bands. And we realized that dream this past year when Get In, Get Out started doing pretty well. I got a little CD in the mail that we were asked to be a part of a compilation CD called Strip Joints Volume 7.
Wow.
We're in there. We're regular rotation.
It's the coming of a dream.
And you know, we visited a strip club in New Orleans called Scores, a very popular adult venue, and they played it and we went crazy, and you know, it was awesome. I mean, that was like the culmination of many years of hard work.
So we'll be checking you guys down at the then, right?
Well, I mean, it looks like we got somewhere to go after the show then.
Yeah, I'll Google you the address in a little bit.
Oh, we're going. We're
okay,
going.
Cool.
And maybe they'll play Should Have Known Better too. Maybe we'll do a double shot.
Whoa. I think you'd have to pay extra for that.
Hey, it's cool. We're down.
The band that takes their pay in a roll of ones, just like the freaking new guy. Cinder Road tonight, opening the show for Tesla. Get there early, get there fast. The Big Easy.
Well, and there's only a couple of tickets left if they're even left at all. So if anybody out there doesn't have tickets, hurry up and get down here and get them, because I got to tell you what, Tesla's got it dialed in, and they're kicking it out there, and it's a great rock show.
Hey, thanks again, Mike. Cinder Road, everyone. Check them out online, rock945.com, for those acoustic performances. And strip slowly.
Sounds good, man. See you soon.
Snow conditions are in.